Danganronpa is Dead, episode number 1458 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Brandy Carter. How is everyone doing? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Unfortunately, one of the first students who looked like Makoto's friend also died first, but Sayaka was actually trying to frame Makoto to take the blame for the murder he was about to commit. Leon suspected that an attack was being prepared, so he killed Sayaka in the bathroom of Makoto's room, but Sayaka still managed to write the names of his killers on the wall before dying. This attack was clearly in self-defense and didn't kill Sayaka with the sword. When Sayaka lets Leon into his room, she tries to kill him with a knife so he can escape from the school. However, when Sayaka fled to the bathroom, Leon broke into her and stabbed her with a knife. Even though Leon didn't seem to have any intention of killing anyone at Hope's Peak, he still couldn't escape punishment after killing Sayaka. Even after he revived again when his personality turned into a mixture of himself and Mondo, calling himself Kianda, he still couldn't escape Celestia's plan to kill him and Hifumi. This is all for today, friends. My name is Brandy and this was episode 1458 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.